Yeah.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. As President Biden gets ready to visit New Orleans in the wake of that deadly truck attack on New Year's Day, authorities there are out with some new details about the explosives found on Bourbon Street, which the FBI believes were put there by the driver of that truck.
According to the FBI, there were many things that could have made this even more disastrous, including the fact that one of those IEDs in a cooler, and he placed at an intersection, a bystander unknowingly grabbed that cooler and moved it a block. They also say that this suspect had a remote detonator with him in the truck. They believe he tried to detonate it and failed, they say, because he's unfamiliar with explosives. But they also say it was still possible that they could have gone off and likely would have had the suspect not been killed in the shootout with law enforcement.
ABC's Trevor Ault reporting from New Orleans. Three-hour epic The Brutalist takes home the award for best drama at the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez won the best musical or comedy category. This is ABC News. The motorcade carrying the flag-draped casket of Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States, arrived in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend, and since then, a steady stream of mourners has flowed through since. ABC's Steve Osunsami is in Atlanta.
Before he died, the former president told his children he wanted the first service to take place at the Carter Center. There were people of all colors, rural, urban, Democrat and Republican alike, teachers and students, with photos of themselves and the Carters.
I am a cadet at Riverside Military Academy here at the Carter Center to pay my last tributes to my hero.
This is very much a celebration for a long and remarkable life well lived.
Carter passed away last month at age 100. In Utah, skiers are being told to expect operational impacts at Park City Mountain Resort on Friday. About 200 members of the Professional Ski Patrol Association walked off the job after a labor dispute. Mike Dubusky, ABC.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Take a stone as my pillow, and your burden on my back. Let's get there together, give each other what we lack. I'll be the soil in your garden if you grow me sweet release, and I'll love you every morning if you'll be my Cripple Creek. Stay at least while you can. Leave when you must, dear. Once lovers not called friends, and I'll be there beside you, a river and a bank. But I won't take your money, I'll just hold you in your grave. And the seas fall asleep on a bed of roses by the clouds and the tops of trees. We'll wake in the darkness and we'll dance across the sky, and our light will bring the morning Tied together by sweet love, through everything we touched in time, flying sweetly as a dove. Stay a while, at least while you can. Leave when you must, dear, once lovers not called friends. And I'll be there beside you. Take your money, I'll just hold you in your grave. Stay a while, at least while you can. Leave when you must, dear ones, lovers not called friends. And I'll be there beside you, the river and the bank. But I won't take. To the end of time.
leaves on the trees. Standing ovation, elation for all that they've known. Making way for a new generation to grow.
Songs in a row, both from the same artist. We call it a double dip, and it's right here on Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Horseshoes and Hand Grenades at Bluegrass Fest on 118. This year it's at the Sylvie. This live music and love connections in this hour are brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. If bluegrass is not your style, well, we have Wisconsin Funk Fest all lined up and ready to go on 111. That's 111 at the Majestic Theater. Funky JBs will be there, Hot Like Mars, and this band, Mama Dig Down's Brass Band, on Max Inc. Radio.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. freeways exploring, back roads and cornfields while watching your hair blowing.
For Pets in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. We just had them in live at the Lair in December. Want to relive it? Well, we've got you covered. Interviews and all the live stuff are all turned into podcasts. You can go to maxincradio.com and follow along with the links, subscribe to those podcasts, and listen to local music. It'll pop right into that smartphone that you got right there in your pocket, and you can keep up with us when the Rascal Theory plans their next gig. You see what we did there? We made a local music love connection. This is You Got Me on Max Inc. Radio in the After Hours.
Standing around with my hat in my head. you got me. Girl, you got me.
Listening to the After Hours edition of Mags Inc. Radio. Next up is a tune from Rihanna Marie. We had her in the show earlier today in Mags Inc. Radio Primetime. This is Tortoise and the Hare on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online. online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza Madison today.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems. Hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Well, the old dog sometimes gotta learn a brand new trick. If Rover don't go over, he might end up on the short end. What got me by yesterday, working out so well for me.
old men at the five and dime, they speak of water and of wine. They turn their clocks back on time, but nothing changes. You can't shine your shoes that bright. You can't take a star out of the night. No matter who you are, no matter where you go, this'll be your hometown. This'll be your hometown. You just wanna make your mama proud. Sometimes it's not so easy. Everybody is just standing still. You're the only one who's changing. Everybody is just standing still. You're the only one who's a strange land. You can't shine your shoes that bright. You can't take a star out.
From break with the Madtown Manish Boys and then Megan Owens. You can catch the Madtown Manish Boys at the Burr Oak on 2-7. This half hour's connection to the local stuff is powered by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia, and visit them today at 1617 North Stone Road in Madison or online at LazyOafLounge.com. We keep looking forward to the live stuff that's happening with Fat Function. They're doing a show on 2-8 at the High Noon Saloon. This is The Well Runs Dry on Max Inc. Radio.
down. bury down underneath. It's the dark before the dawn, and we've been waiting for too damn long. Letting mats and some TNT, douse the floor with gasoline. Flick the match and lit the fuse, and we brought it down with the shaking and the boom boom. We belong.
Mark Croft, and before that, Fat Function. They're live at the High Noon Saloon on 2-8, and that's why you heard it here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Lower Fifth and Let Love In, live next weekend at the Red Rooster with Corey Matthew Hart on the Civic Media Radio Network. hours of local tunes that you can hear on the Civic Media Radio Network, and also artists you can see live in the upcoming month. We do it every single Saturday night during the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everyone.
City's different than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head. Pave the way to my grave when I'm cold and dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for
Milwaukee!
Music from Wisconsin. It's heard here.
Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Security preparations are underway in Washington, D.C. ahead of the electoral vote count, 4 years since a mob of Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. President Biden, meanwhile, is set to visit New Orleans in the wake of last week's deadly truck attack on Bourbon Street. ABC's Trevor Ault has the latest on the FBI's investigation.
The FBI unveiling a detailed timeline of the New Year's attack in New Orleans.
We have a clearer picture today than we did even 2 days ago.
They say the suspect, 42-year-old Army veteran Shamsu Dinjabar, drove to Louisiana from Texas, arriving in the city around 10 p.m. New Year's Eve. Just after midnight at 12:15, investigators say he set a fire inside a house he rented in the city and headed for the French Quarter.
The Netflix movie Emilia Perez was the big winner at the Golden Globes, taking home 4 awards, including Best Musical or Comedy. The Brutalist won Best Drama. This is ABC News. Funeral ceremonies continue for the late president.